So Mistrust and Timorous ran down the hill, and Christian went on his way. But thinking again of what he had heard from the men, he felt need of courage. So he felt in his bosom for his roll, and found it not.
Oh no, 'tis gone, 'tis gone. Oh, all undone am I, all undone.
Then was Christian in great distress. He knew not what to do, for he now lacked that which used to relieve and strengthen him, and that which should have been his pass into the celestial city.
Where is it? Where could it be?
At last, he bethought himself that he had slept in the arbor that is on the side of the hill.
The arbor! The arbor! 'Tis in the arbor where I slept!
And falling down on his knees, he asked God's forgiveness for that foolish act, and then went back to look for his roll.
Oh, foolish man! Foolish, foolish man! Oh, will it be yet there? Oh, foolish man!
And all the way he went back, who can sufficiently set forth the sorrow of Christian's heart? Sometimes he sighed, sometimes he wept, and oftentimes he berated himself for being so foolish to fall asleep in that place, which was erected only for a little refreshment from his weariness. Thus, therefore, he went back, carefully looking on this side and on that, hoping to find the roll that had so often been his comfort in his journey. At last, he gained sight of the arbor where he had sat and slept, which sight only served to increase his sorrow by bringing fresh to mind the evil of his sleeping.
Oh, sinful sleep! Oh, wretched man that I am! That I should sleep in the daytime, that I should take ease in the midst of difficulty. How far might I have been on my way by this time? I am made to tread those steps thrice over which I needed not to have trod but once. Yea, also, now I am like to be benighted, for the day is almost spent. Oh, that I had not slept!
Now, by this time, he was come to the arbor again, where, not finding his roll, he sat down and wept.
Oh, woe is me! All lost and undone am I! Woe, woe, woe!
Here he sat for a while, all sad and weeping, when at last, as Providence would have it, looking sorrowfully down under the bench, he espied his roll, the which he, with trembling and haste, catched up and put it into his bosom.
Oh, thank thee, dear God! Thank thee, thank thee, thank thee!
Therefore, it was with joy and tears that he betook himself again to his journey. But oh, how nimbly now did he go up the rest of the hill, yet still, before he got him up, the sun went down upon Christian, and this made him again recall the vanity of his sleeping.
Oh, thou sinful sleep! How for thy sake I am like to be benighted in my journey! I must walk without the sun. Darkness must cover the path of my feet, and I must hear the noise of the doleful creatures, all because of my sinful sleep.